Describe a foreign person who you have heard or known that you think is interesting. How do people know foreign friends? People usually make foreign friends through travel. Sometimes it's easier to start a friendship while on a journey than in everyday life. After all, being in a foreign land means you're more interesting to the people there. Besides, some people may meet new friends from other countries online. When you play an online game that is open to the world, it's easy to get to know gamers from other countries. What are the advantages of knowing foreigners? Well, there are a lot of advantages to knowing foreigners. Firstly, you get to learn about a culture that is different than your own. You might be introduced to new food, music, languages, or traditions. Plus, knowing someone from another country gives you a good excuse to travel and visit that country someday. What are the pros and cons of living abroad? One big pro is that you get to experience a new culture. You might even learn a new language. I think that's a great way to learn more about the world or even yourself in the process. You can also try new food and meet new people, which is exciting. A con is that it might be hard to learn a new language and fit into a new environment. It can also be very expensive to live abroad. Do you have any foreign friends, and do you think having foreign friends is a good way to know other countries? Yes, I have some friends from other countries who I met on the internet. We met each other through an online game called PUBG. It's a trendy online shooting game. Anyway, I know them pretty well after playing dozens of games together, and I've learned a lot about their countries through our chats. One of them is from the Philippines. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know so many fun facts about the Philippines. Do you think it's important to know the culture and language before going to another country? I think you should know a little bit about the country's culture, as well as some important phrases in their language before you visit. Some countries have very different attitudes and customs, so you don't want to offend someone because you don't know the proper attire or customs. Knowing some key phrases in the language is also very helpful. The locals will appreciate your effort to speak their language. What do you think of people who work in international companies? Well, it's really cool for people to work in international companies. I respect them for it because they probably have to deal with lots of challenges. Depending on their position, they might have to go on business trips to different parts of the world. They might also have to learn about other cultures when dealing with people from different countries. So it takes a lot of hard work and determination to succeed at an international company. What abilities do people need to have when working in an international company? I think they need to have good language learning skills. International companies do business in more than one country, so their employees have to communicate with other coworkers from different countries. Employees who are bilingual or trilingual are definitely valuable. Besides, people skills are also essential since communication makes up a big part of their job. How can we promote international cultural exchanges? I think that study abroad programs help promote international cultural exchanges. When students go to another country to learn, they discover a totally new culture and way of life. It gives them lots of knowledge that they can bring back to their own country. Besides, when they have cool experiences abroad, they can have more understanding for people from different places.